course, Mertes, the Minister of State. In Bonn, you have his address on a stationery. Dear Dr. Mertes, I was delighted to receive your warm and thoughtful letter dated August 28th, period, paragraph. I was looking forward with much pleasure and anticipation your coming to New York on September 26th through the 28th period. Regrettably, comma, your brief visit here takes place during the observance of Rosh Hashanah, comma, the Jewish New Year, comma, and therefore it will not be possible for me to arrange for the reception that we wanted so much to have in your honor. Period, paragraph, Dr. Dunker, the Consul General in New York, comma, telephoned me today and informed me that it was not possible for you to extend your visit beyond that time, period. That leaves me really saddened by this missed opportunity to be with you, period, paragraph. I do hope that there will be another opportunity in the very near future for you to spend some time in New York when our schedules will allow us to arrange for an appropriate reception period. I am most eager that our top national leadership be exposed to your views that you so magnificently expressed during your address at Otto Bühren. Period, paragraph. If you have some idea as to when you next plan to be in New York, comma, I hope you will let me know some weeks in advance, period. It would be wonderful to spend some time with you, period. Perhaps you might be free to have dinner with Mrs. Tannenbaum and myself at our home in connection with your next visit. Period, paragraph. In the meantime, my warmest good wishes to you and Mrs. Mertes. Period. Cordially, and sign my name. Insert a paragraph. I appreciate very much the enclosures that you sent me, period. I found your exchange of correspondence with Elie Wiesel extremely interesting, and I must say that I agree with much that you have written, period. I found your address at the March 11th ceremony at the synagogue in Worms, extremely moving and impressive, period. I would like very much to share its contents with a number of religious and communal leaders in the Jewish community, if that meets with your approval. is a letter to Marcel Ruff, president of FIDECO, at his address. My dear Marcel, thank you very much for your recent thoughtful letter. Period, paragraph. I had a report from Bill Grownick regarding the AJC annual meeting of the Miami chapter, and was deeply impressed by the positive relationship that was established between our leadership and your FIDECO representatives. Period. I regard that as a very positive development, comma, one that I hope we can encourage and strengthen during the coming months. Period. Paragraph. I think your suggestion regarding the small Caribbean Jewish communities is extremely thoughtful. And I have asked my staff to check out the information that you have requested, period. We'll be in touch with you shortly with that data, period, paragraph. In addition, comma, we will continue to follow up with the various Jewish organizations that promise to cooperate in recruiting people who can be of assistance to FIDECO member communities with possible rabbis, comma, community organizers, comma, youth leaders, comma, etc. That was an extremely auspicious start that we began when Moise Sabage addressed our group, and we do not want to allow it to fall into inertia, period, paragraph. You will be hearing from us shortly about these several levels of development, period, paragraph. I am enclosing a copy of some reports on our recent meetings in Argentina, comma, Brazil, comma, and Uruguay, period. I would be interested in your response to this information, period, paragraph. With warmest good wishes to Ava and your good self for a Shana Tova, cordially as ever, and sign my name. Carbon copy to Howard Freeman, Leo Nevis, David Gordas, and David Harris. Also, Bill Grownick. This is a letter to Mr. Paolo Goldreich, president of the Federacio Israelita of Rio de Janeiro. Dear Mr. Goldreich, thank you very much for your thoughtfulness in sending to me the press material that appeared in connection with our recent visit to Rio de Janeiro, period, paragraph. It was an extremely meaningful and important experience for me, and I am deeply grateful for all the cooperation that we received from so many of our friends in your great city, period, paragraph. I hope that we will continue to be in touch with each other with a view toward strengthening our common bonds, period, paragraph. With warmest good wishes for a Shana Tova, I am sincerely yours, to sign my name, carbon copy to Samuel Stichlik, the secretary, and this is a letter to His Excellency Archbishop Bernard F. Law,
Archbishop of Boston, Brighton, Massachusetts. Dear Archbishop Law, I appreciate very much your taking the time and trouble to read the manuscript of Leonard Yassin's paragraph. I understand the issues that you raise, and I have suggested to Mr. Yassin that he contact Dr. Eugene Fisher, He has done so, and I'm sure that he will profit by that contact. I read with much interest the statement issued by the bishops of Massachusetts regarding abortion. I would be most grateful if a copy of that full text could be sent to me. With warmest personal good wishes and with much appreciation, I am cordially as ever, sign my name. I want to enclose a copy of WINS I did on religion and politics in the presidential campaign, the Seven Arts version of it.
This is a letter which should go out quickly as possible to Ambassador Richard Schifter at his address at the, the U.S. mission to the United Nations. My dear Dick, we are looking forward with much anticipation to our reception in your honor on October, whatever the date is, we would be pleased to invite any of your colleagues or associates at the U.S. mission or the U.N. generally. If your office could make these names available to us, we will take care of the rest. With warmest good wishes, I am cordially as ever, and sign my name, make it doctor, and enclose the press release on Alphonsine.
You could, if you would see to it that whatever papers or documents that emerge from this consultation are sent to me, I hope it will be possible for me to take part in any future consultation of this important group. With warmest personal good wishes, I am faithfully yours, sign my name. I will enclose some clipping with that. Letter addressed to Dr. Vincent Hogan, Chairman, Professor of Political Science, Alabama State University. My dear Professor Hogan, thank you very much for your recent thoughtful letter, I too look forward very much to the privilege of delivering a lecture as part of your Jewish World Lecture Series, Responding to your request, I'm glad to say I'm pleased to send you the enclosed biographical material and photograph which you requested. would this title be the sort of thing you have in mind, Jews and Christians on the threshold of the 1980s, with warmest personal good wishes, I am cordially yours, and sign my name. A carbon copy, mark a clear carbon copy to the Honorable Henry M. Jackson, United States Senate in Washington, D.C.